It's Tuesday, July the 21st. This is Tim Pitchell here to talk about procrastination. I wanted to talk a little today about personality. In fact, there's lots to say about personality. I can't say it all in one boo, but I thought I'd start with a common perception of procrastination and personality, and that has to do with the relation with perfectionism. And one of the key things to recognize there is that, sure, I mean, a lot of people will say, if you're a perfectionist, you're going to procrastinate. And there's a few different reasons. A perfectionist isn't going to get started because they think they have to do a perfect job. And sometimes they won't stop. So they'll perseverate because they want to make it better and they never get it done in time. But in fact, to understand perfectionism and procrastination, you have to understand perfectionism a bit more. And that is, there are a few different flavors of perfectionists. The research cuts it in different ways. But I'll describe three common ways of thinking about perfectionism, or three common types. And one is the self-oriented perfectionist. The self-oriented perfectionist just does things well for him or herself. And then there's the socially prescribed perfectionist. This is someone who is a perfectionist who's trying to live up to other people's standards. And there's the other-oriented perfectionist. And this type of perfectionist, the research literature tells us, is trying to exert perfectionistic standards on others. Of the three, the one that relates most to procrastination is the self, I mean, sorry, the socially prescribed perfectionist. The self-oriented perfectionist procrastinates as much as a non-perfectionist or even less than them, because they're really striving to reach their own goals. But the socially prescribed perfectionist, the individual who's trying to live up to someone else's standards, is the one that we find typically is correlated with procrastination. So the studies are done in a way that we measure your perfectionism, we measure your procrastination, and the highest correlation is between the socially prescribed perfectionist and the procrastinator, or someone who scores high on procrastination. So the message for today is, what kind of perfectionist are you? To the extent that you are trying to live up to other people's standards, you may develop a problem with procrastination. So the place to then try to understand and defeat your own procrastination is in understanding why you're internalizing the values of others like you are and trying to live up to other people's standards. I think I'll talk some more about different kinds of aspects of personality over the next little while and how they're related to procrastination, and paint a picture of all the things about us that contribute to our procrastination or undermine our own ability to self-regulate. But I guess I have to talk more about personality, and I'll do that again tomorrow.